Okay, Ashley.
Yeah?
Put that down.
I'm trying to focus.
Put down the Candy Crush.
But it's addicting.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first official episode of So I'm Marrying a Podcaster. My name is Ryan Murphy, and I'm joined, as always, by my lovely fiancé.
As always, eh?
This is the second episode, so I'm allowed to say that. Until we have guests on, I'm allowed to say, as always.
Okay.
What's your name? Say your name.
The mistress.
Oh, what? You're not the mistress. It's another podcast. No, it's Ashley. It's Ashley Verhoeven for now. Yeah, so I just wanted to thank all of the people that are listening. We've gotten some feedback, some emails, some Facebook posts, some WordPress blog comments, and some actual emails from some family members. I think we're starting to see the all like what I had assumed would be the point of this podcast. I was right. I don't get to say that very often, but I was right. That we'd have family members who we don't talk to a lot talking to us and say, hey, this is a great idea. We can see behind the scenes. This is great. And then we also have friends who are interested in our well-being that will be unable to make it to the wedding, although we'll have a pre-party at Nurtacular. How's that sound? She's looking at me like, we got to make it there first. Right. thank you, everybody, for the warm welcoming. Selfish enough as I am, we're really doing this for ourselves, but yeah, thank you. I'm getting the wrap-up. It's like the Oscars over here. But anyways, yeah, thank you, and we're going to try to do this weekly until we get married, and then we'll see after that. Might have to change the title. So why don't we start things off again? This is So I'm Marrying a Podcaster. It's going to be quick, 10 to 15 minutes, but if I remind you that every week, it certainly won't be. We just got off the phone with our location master, I don't know, her coordinator, I guess.
Coordinator.
And I guess that's our sort of like, ding, 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 it's happening, you know, the wedding is in 9 months. And we had to kind of, you know, give her a rough idea of, you know, guest list and ceremony and like all the stuff they need to like, you know, figure out how much staff they need, figure out what sort of menu we want, stuff like that. So that went really well, I think.
Yeah.
We got a lot of questions answered. We got some good ideas for the website. We'll touch on that in a little bit. But the one thing I wanted to talk about based on our meeting that I was sort of, it was sort of up in the air. I had no idea. I've been to so many weddings that they're all, and they've all sort of been the same. You know, it's church, you know, go home or go to the hall for across the road for dinner and speeches and all that, or go home then come back for the dance. And that was sort of my experience. But we're doing things a little differently because we're actually going to be at the wedding. We're going to be there for the whole time, right? As opposed to normal wedding.
Where are we going to go?
So it's starting a little later than I thought. 4 o'clock is sort of our ceremony time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt like weddings were usually like just before lunch. Am I wrong? It's been a while since
I've... You're completely wrong.
Completely wrong. Has it always been 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
Really?
You just went to a wedding maybe a year ago and it was at 4 o'clock?
No.
Yeah.
No.
And why do you have dinner?
Yeah.
Dinner. Is that 5, 6 o'clock? What, early maybe 3 o'clock because you have a full-on
weird
Catholic ceremony?
Well, gotta make time for Jesus. yeah, so I mean, that's what we're gonna do for the ceremony and all that. I, again, totally confused that weddings start at 4 o'clock. So, like, wait, if the wedding starts at 4 o'clock, does that mean we get to, like, sleep in, play video games before we go to the wedding?
Absolutely not.
I can't bring my 3DS?
No, no DS.
So what the hell are we gonna do until 4 o'clock?
You know, we get our hair done and our makeup done and...
You're talking about you. I'm talking about me. Like, am I going to be able to have a LAN party with, like, my
I won't be seeing you, so whatever satisfies you, as long as you're there in time. That's all that matters.
Settled, boys.
There could be pictures ahead of time.
We're going to LAN it up. We're going to set up the command center in the main room here. Play a little Star Command or Artemis or whatever. I think that'd be fun. Get a little, get the wedding jitters out of there because you're, you don't approve. Isn't that how women deal with wedding jitters? They get makeup and they do their hair? Because I literally just shave this thing and it's good to go.
You shave it, eh?
Well, Ashley does. We're talking about my hair. Because I don't go to the barber anymore. But maybe I will go to the barber for my wedding. Because it's a special day.
Be like a man?
It's a special day. Yeah, so that's interesting. I guess I'll have to work that out with the guys and see if we can get a LAN party going before the wedding. Because 4 o'clock, that's at least a good 6 hours of video games. Yeah, the next thing on here that we're going to talk about is when we had talked to our coordinator about a website. And I asked, you know, what kind of stuff should we have on there? Like, do we put everything on there? Do we leave stuff out? We're certainly leaving things out to make the wedding a surprise. And I guess this is a good time to say, like, to jump to a different topic before we do this. But we had a conversation before we started this podcast and a conversation as well with our parents about this podcast in the sense that, well, if you do a podcast about your wedding, aren't you going to give away, like, the surprise of, you know, for people who are actually going to be there? It's like they can literally just jot down everything from this episode until the wedding and say, okay, I know exactly what's going to happen and I'm not going to be surprised. Well, that's not true, because we are going to be leaving some things surprised. There might even be surprises that Ashley doesn't even know about. And now I think I am going to have some super secrets in there just to knock you off your blocks. But no, I just wanted to make sure people knew that there will be stuff that we're saving for the wedding. We're not talking about everything. Like I said, this is just the skim milk or whatever on top that we take off, the stuff that tastes good. And we'll do all the other stuff off air. I need to come up with a good food analogy for that. I still haven't gotten it. Like, the skin on the gravy doesn't taste good. We can't use that, right?
The whipped cream on top of the chocolate. Hot chocolate.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
But hot chocolate still tastes good. But I guess that analogy works, because you're basically saying that our wedding planning off air is as good as our podcast. Yeah. You know, you're just the analogy queen. I forget what I was talking about when we were talking about that. But yeah, just rest assured that we're not going to be spoiling anything. And certainly after the wedding, we'll be talking about those surprises just to let people know how we did it. But anyways, back to what I was originally talking about. We were talking about information on the website, and one of those things was for out-of-towners. Hotels.
Restaurants.
Things to do. This is stuff I hadn't thought about. I was only thinking about putting on... We had talked about doing like getting a block of rooms at a hotel. We don't have one specifically, and it'll be on the website when we do, but that made sense to me. But I didn't think about, you know, because there are people coming just to the dance. And it's going to be helpful for them to, you know, have a restaurant that they can go to and still be able to make it to the dance. You know, things to do. There's lots of things to do in Peterborough. There's a free zoo. There's a lift lock.
Yeah.
What else is there in Peterborough?
Lift lock.
There's a mini golf. Mini golf's good. There's lots to do. So that'll be good.
But if anyone does have suggestions for hotels, please let us know, and we can keep that in mind.
Well, we were really told that if you wanted to book a block of hotels, we were to do it early.
So, sooner the better, please.
Well, we're just going to probably call a bunch of places, but I know everybody has their favorite. Like, we're...
Preference.
Yeah, like, I've stayed in a Best Western before. They're good.
I mean, you're not, like, locked into that one hotel, so if you wanted to go elsewhere, you certainly can.
Yeah. Now, for restaurants, I had suggested, like, going to, like, McDonald's and saying, hey, I have, like, 50 people coming from out of town. Give me, like, a 2-for-1 coupon for chicken nuggets. We'll put it on the website for just our people who aren't coming to the dinner. I think they'd really appreciate 2-for-1 nuggets at McDonald's.
Yeah? I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
But speaking of nuggets, a little nugget of truth info that we're going to do is it was also suggested was service buses, like buses, to run people from the hotel to the location. Trent. We talked about that. We're doing it at Trent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure that I'm not, like, letting any secrets out here. So, like, a bus service from the hotel to Trent, and I think that'd be really good for people who... don't know the roads really well or just want to really enjoy themselves and not have to worry about getting home. So that'll be interesting. We got to look into the cost of that, though. It might just be worth saying, hey, guys, maybe have a DD. Won't kill you.
We'll see.
We'll see how much it costs, really. Like, I mean, the whole point of the wedding is we're trying to watch what we're spending, you know, to have a really good wedding, but also one that's not putting us into debt. And I think that's really what people should take away from planning a wedding, is that it's expensive. And
have your deposits ready.
Yeah. Line of credit always helps.
Check in hand.
Yeah. And money. Although I was surprised that a lot of these deposit people, they and the techies out there will appreciate this. They have like they take Square, they take PayPal, they take MasterCard. I found that a lot of them, like, I just assumed that they would all be begging me for checks. But the one guy's like throwing his iPhone at me. He's like, "Oh, just slide your card through here." I was really happy about that. Because then I can get my reward bucks. What?
Next topic.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Got my producer over here. something we're doing new this week. It is the first episode, so we're going to be doing music requests. And we have a couple of requests from Ashley's sister, who sort of guinea-pigging and, you know, sending us in a couple requests just so we have them. But basically how it's going to work, we'll take a couple songs that have been suggested to us through the website, and we're going to preview them live on the show. And these are just previews, so if there's any lawyers out there, don't worry. I'm not playing the whole song. And then we're just going to give our just reaction to the song. Hopefully in the future I'll try to make this as least prepared as possible, then we can give our gut reaction. But here's the first one.
Check it out. I drive these puppies crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana.
So, My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas. Like, is that a song you want at your wedding?
That's an iffy one. It's a maybe. Play if requested.
All right, we'll play if requested. I don't know. I just have a bad feeling about that one. Oh, speaking of humps, here's the next one.
Like this is definitely a song.
What? Everybody's just gonna have to practice their twerking.
It'll work. It's a good pick-me-up song. Everyone knows it. Come on.
I just have a bad feeling that I'm not gonna have any say on these songs. All right, here's the last one here. It's not a dance song.
Not really.
Wait, did I say the one? Well, the one before obviously was "Baby Got Back," and then this one's "Holler Back, Girl." I just don't know. Like, it's like those. "Baby Got Back." That's a funny ha ha. Everybody, you stop dancing, get back up. Everybody knows this song, but like "Holler Back, Girl" is kind of weird. Okay, sure. Obviously I'm being vetoed here. Okay. Well, anyways, that was just a quick preview of what you can expect. But we're hoping that people send us, like, some crazy requests, songs that we don't even know, because that would be great.
Maybe some 80s, 70s, different
ones. I'm a big fan of classic rock, and Ashley's a fan of... So just so you... I guess we should say, just so people know, I'm pretty much a fan of everything except for country and hard rock metal, but no one's going to play hard rock metal at a wedding. Well, at this wedding.
I'm not allowing it.
Yeah. And now what's your music preference?
Much anything. I go with the flow.
You were supposed to say country because
My main thing is country. I was born and raised country.
See, I was born and raised country, and then I rebelled.
Oh, just like Christianity. Oh,
okay. It's not that podcast. So yeah, like any sort of music, but surprise us. And you can send your requests. Just go to the website, and if you go to wedding, and there's a drop down menu, and there's music requests. The information, the instructions to do it are all right there. It's very simple. You can literally enter your artist that you're looking for. It'll populate it. It'll give you options to preview it. And then we'll get an email when you make that request, and we'll go through them live on the show. And I'll try to make it so Ashley has no idea what the songs are.
I could start singing.
Yeah. So don't
want
probably
to.
Don't want to sing. So yeah, like, why don't we move into the outro here? We have some listener feedback. I got one here from Johnny Feisty. He says, just wanted to say hi and see if your form works. Johnny, it works. Just so you know, we got your email. But seriously, thank you for emailing us. And that's a good point. Do you want to get a hold of us? There's a contact form on the website for those that would rather use that as opposed to the email we'll be giving out at the end of the show. But we also got a WordPress comment on our first episode from Dana. She says, I love this idea. It's so cute. Congratulations to both of you.
Yay!
We got a lot of, this is so cute. And I think that's because of me.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm just so charming. I think it's you, because people are probably sick of hearing me by now.
Yep.
So thank you, Johnny and Dana. If you want to get a hold of us, this is the outro. If you want to get a hold of us, you can find our website at ryanandashley.ca. Our wedding information is there, but more importantly, or I guess for those listening, you can go check out our podcast, So I'm Marrying a Podcaster, under the podcast section of the website or on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Give us any stars, really. If you just want to give us a 5-star review and then say, more Ashley, please, totally understandable. And you can follow me on Twitter at rmurphy. Ashley, is there anywhere people can find you yet?
Just Facebook. Good old text.
So nothing publicly then?
Nope.
Okay. We'll keep checking in, folks, and see if we can get her on Twitter or something. But have I missed anything?
Ooh, I am thinking of getting, what's it called? Instagram, that picture thing?
That's Instagram.
Okay. For our trip in Mexico.
Oh.
By the way, which is in, we leave on the 9th.
We'll talk about that too. I think next week we'll touch on it. We're pretty excited about that. That's also wedding related.
Yep.
Yeah. Good friends of mine are getting married in Mexico, and we get to go there, where I'm told it does not snow. Which is
it
good.
It just rains at night.
Well.
Minor details.
Anyways, we're talking about the weather. That's a good chance that we know we need to end this episode. But thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.